starting your own program?
Well, you know, I think I can only speak for myself. I do have goals that I've set, and you know, and I'm trying to achieve those. I'm probably a little more of a private person. I don't talk too much about what happens or what might happen. But you know, there's certain goals that I want. But I'm very happy to be able to work with Coach Johnson again, and also to be at Georgia Tech and be in the city of Atlanta. I think it's a special place, and it's home for me. But definitely want to be a head coach one day, and definitely like to call my own shots as a defensive coordinator. And but I'm a firm believer when the time's right, it'll happen.
Well, Coach Givesmith, we appreciate you coming on there. Best of luck to you this year. You do a bang-up job with all those guys, bringing the recruits into Georgia Tech. I'm a Georgia guy, and it pains me to say that, but congratulations to you. You're a class act. Appreciate it.
I really appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good day, folks.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach Givesmith, the recruiting coordinator from the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Really a good guy. He's one of the good ones, and he's been with Coach Johnson before. That was one of those when Coach Johnson stuck around, and his first big hire was to retain the services of Givesmith, and that was a big get.
And that was
for Paul Johnson.
That was one of the main. That was the big thing, I think, coming on as far as staff was concerned when Paul came on, and definitely, like you said, doing a great job, and looks like they're getting a little head of steam as far as recruiting. But interesting that he definitely said he has aspirations of his own, wants to be a head coach one day.
He could certainly do it.
Well, wasn't he an assistant head coach at Samford before he came on to Tech?
You know, I'm not sure, but
I know he was with Coach Johnson down at Georgia Southern, though, correct? Am I correct in saying
he actually
that?
Played at Georgia Southern. Isn't that right?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe you guys are right.
But anyway, for as much attention as Rodney Gardner gets, he certainly is right there with them. He's one of the best recruiters in the entire Atlantic Coast Conference, and that was a good get for Paul Johnson to keep him on staff. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about college basketball recruiting. We talked a little bit about the football. Let's go a little bit about basketball. We're going to have Alex bring us some of the top 2011 prospects, and we're also going to have a very special guest, Milton's basketball coach, David Boyd, will join us when we return. This is SCORE Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
It's time for spring practice around the SEC and ACC.
I think it's important to talk about expectations.
And only the coaches and players in Athens and on the flats are working harder than we are, bringing you all you need to know. First for football, 790 The Zone.
It's big.
Big.
It's amazing. It's Comcast Limited Basic Cable for as low as $10 a month for 12 months. You heard right. Comcast Limited Basic Cable for as low as $10 a month for 12 months. You get great reception on all your local channels, plus updated local weather, and much more. You'll be amazed at the difference cable makes. Even better, get Limited Basic Cable free for a full year when you sign up for Comcast phone or internet for as low as $24.95 each per month. Call 404-COMCAST now and see what you've been missing. Hurry and lock in your savings. An offer this great won't last long.
Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. After promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Call Comcast for more information.
It's big. It's amazing. It's Comcast Limited Basic Cable for as low as $10 a month for 12 months. Call 404-COMCAST. 404-COMCAST. It's a limited time offer, so call now. 404-COMCAST.
Hey guys, Chris Domino, and if I got some great news for you, it comes from Curry Honda, and it comes directly from the owner. What is it most people say? I want to know whose business it is. All you got to do is ask for Adam, and you can meet the owner of Curry Honda. It's the only Honda dealership inside the perimeter. And listen to some of the deals that are going on right now. Certified Honda start as low as 3.9% with warranties up to 100,000 miles to give you a great peace of mind. How about the 2009 Accord special lease payment? $209 a month for 39 months, $25.99 due at signing. And listen to this. The Honda Pilot. You've read about it. You've heard about it. You've seen it on the road. Roomier than ever before. You can seat 8 passengers. They got a DVD for the kids. Put it in because you're going to want to make those trips as easy as possible. And speaking of trips, we're talking about great gas mileage, and we're also talking about enough room to take anyone and anything that you need to take on the road. $299 a month for 39 months with only $29.99 due at signing. Are you kidding me? It doesn't get better than that. Oh, it does get simpler, though. Go to curryhonda.com. Price and payment on any vehicle in stock within 15 minutes. That's curryhonda.com. Better than that? Stop in. Go see Adam in person. The only Honda dealership inside the perimeter. It's Curry Honda, ready to make a deal for you and your family.
Pollock and Bell.
They were not very bright. Even the biggest of them had only the brain of a pigeon.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me.
Night at the Roxbury music coming back. I think the best sketch they ever did was the one with Jim Carrey. When he was there too.
I remember that one. That was awesome.
Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. We'll be here for another 50 minutes or so. We're going to be joined in just a minute by a very special guest, David Boyd, head coach of the Milton boys basketball team. He's got a couple of good players on there that we'll get to. But before we get to him, Alex, you had – Alex Ewalt, by the way, Brian Jones, my name is Fletcher Proctor. You had a couple of 2011 prospects that you wanted to bring our attention to. And that would be those guys are now sophomores, correct?
Sophomores now. And, in fact, we're going to talk to Coach Boyd in a second. And looking at scout.com, three of the top four in the state for 2011 are those three of his Milton players who helped him get to the final game there in Class 5A basketball tournament. You got Julian Royal, Dajon Parker, Shannon Scott, all three excellent prospects. But even going down the list, got some really, really talented players here. Kentavious Caldwell from Greenville High School, who's down at Greenville, really filling it up for them, scoring a ton of points in the single A. And even South Atlanta's Nick Jacobs, sort of been in the shadow of Derek Favors, but you'll be hearing his name a whole lot more next year. Dominique McCoy, real athletic wing player from Meadow Creek, and Carl Cochran, a guy from Wheeler, who played a big role in his freshman season, even on a state runner-up team, and going into his junior year next year, he's going to be one of the top prospects in the state, with 2011 looking really, really strong in the state.
And Brian, speaking of young, impressive specimens out there, we had a couple of guys that we saw in the classification 4A. I mean, Tony Parker was a freshman, I believe, 6'8", as a freshman, playing out there for Miller Grove,
that's right.
So these youngsters, they are very impressive. You don't have to be a junior or senior to be a standout, especially in high school basketball. And speaking of impressive sophomores leading the charge, David Boyd, the head coach of the Milton boys basketball team, is joining us right now on Score Atlanta's official visit. Dave, Coach Boyd, thanks for joining us today.
Well, glad to be here, enjoying the nice day out there and watching a little bit of the NCAA tournament.
Now, your team had quite a run all the way to the state championship game. Congratulations on a great season, Coach.
Well, I really appreciate that. We made a really good run, and, of course, we played in a tough region, and I think that prepared us playing against teams like Wheeler and Centennial and Lassiter and Walton and Campbell. Helped us get ready for state tournament play, and I felt that we were, you know, playing our best basketball at the end of the year.
Now, Coach, as far as your three sophomores and even your freshman, Evan Nolte's definitely came onto the scene, got into the starting line about halfway through the season. These three guys getting so much playing time early on a big stage, how do you see that helping their profiles as recruits? Do you see that giving them a little extra push going forward that maybe other players don't have?
Well, yeah, I think you're right about that, because a lot of these players get publicity and some hype, but when they're able to play at such a high level in high school, that's always a plus, and a college coach can take a look at that and say, you know, these guys must be pretty darn good to be winning at that level. And, of course, all those guys play for the same AAU team, the Southern Kings, and coached by John Cross. And so they have been used to playing at a high level for quite some time.
Hey, Coach, I wanted to ask you this. What were your expectations before the 2008-2009 season? Because, you know, you just mentioned it. You're in a competitive region. You know, Walton got better. Lassiter got better. And, of course, you have Wheeler and Centennial. Did you expect this team to make it as far as they did this year?
Well, when I looked at the region, I was very concerned about just making the state tournament. And we had an incredible game against Lassiter just to make it to state. They had beaten us early in the year, and we had a knockdown drag out to beat them to make it to state. And, you know, once we did that, it was kind of as if some of the pressure was off, and it was almost as if everything was sort of, you know, icing on the cake after that. So I think that kind of helped us. Plus, I think our young guys were really too young to realize, you know, what they were really doing out there. I think they, you know, were so young that they didn't really feel some of that pressure.
Coach David Boyd, the Milton High School boys basketball coach, joins us. His team ran all the way to the state finals before coming up just a little short to Wheeler, but a successful season nonetheless, and he's got three standout sophomores that will be juniors next year, going to get even better, even better. Coach, what kind of off-season, I guess there is no off-season anymore these days in high school sports, but what are you telling your players to do? Is it like weightlifting? Is it constant working on their jumper, their free throws? What do you have your players do in the off-season?
Well, we wanted each one of our guys returning to get stronger, quicker, and faster. And each one of them will be taking weight training, you know, at the beginning of the school year and all the way through. And then we're real fortunate that, you know, a lot of our guys play together on an excellent AAU program. And they've already started practicing. They've already been playing in tournaments, and they get excellent coaching. We're lucky to have Charlie Scott, the legendary Tar Heel, coach those guys, along with John Cross. And then another coach, Kenny Lloyd, also works with the guys. So we're real fortunate that the majority of our people get to, you know, play at a high level pretty much all year long.
Now, Coach, you've been around the metro Atlanta area for a while, won some state championships with different teams. As far as the talent level in the metro area, maybe Atlanta wasn't always the recruiting destination that it is now, but right now you see these classes coming up and some of these underclassmen, your own, for instance. Just talk about over the years, especially the last decade and a half or so, how the talent level in metro Atlanta has definitely increased, and you consider us a hotbed for high school basketball talent right now.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that. And, you know, around our campus, we had coaches from all over the country come by and visit. We had coaches from UCLA and Stanford and Kansas and, you know, you name it, Florida, South Carolina, you know, North Carolina, you know, all over the country, Georgetown, you know, coming just to visit us. So they all comment that the metro Atlanta area is just incredible for basketball talent, and I think it's just kind of exploded, and I think it's a combination of, you know, just the pure talent and then the, you know, outstanding coaching that they're getting year-round now, it's just amazing. I mean, you look at the players in the NBA and you look at the NCAA tournament and the players from the metro Atlanta area playing in that. It really is incredible, and I think you mentioned that the class of 2011 could possibly be maybe the best class all time. We'll just have to wait and see on that.
All right, Coach of Milton High School's boys basketball team, David Boyd. If you've never been out to Milton High School, what beautiful facilities they have. I'm going to go ahead and say it right now, Coach. Early preseason pick, state champions next year. Is that fair to say?
No, completely unfair.
No. All right. Well, good luck to you next year, Coach.
Gosh, putting the gauntlet on us already. But, you know, the way I look at it is it's better for people to consider you to have a chance than the other way around.
Well, Coach, you had a great year this year. Next year, when all those sophomores are going to be juniors, and the following year when they're all going to be seniors, Milton High School has got a great future ahead of it. So congratulations and good luck to you, okay?
Well, thanks for having me on, and I appreciate it, and we appreciate all the support.
Coach David Boyd of the Milton High School boys basketball team, we thank Coach Boyd for joining us. When we come back, we're going to talk a little more about high school basketball and the recruiting that's going along with it, class 2010, 2009, 2011, all that good stuff. When we come back, Scoreland's official visit, Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Local sports play-by-play. Local sports coverage. Local sports talk. We're local all day, every day. First for sports. 790 The Zone.
Basketball.
Basketball.
790 The Zone is Atlanta's home for Hawks basketball. From the McDonald's pregame show through the Bacardi postgame show, Steve Holman, 3D Dennis Scott, and Sam Radin have all the action as the Hawks battle for that home playoff advantage. Brought to you by Coors Light and AT&T Wireless. Your Atlanta Hawks are heard only one place. 790 The Zone.
High heels, low heels, boots, sandals. Ladies, come into Off-Broadway Shoes right now and you'll find the latest in design.
Hey, wait a minute. Off-Broadway Shoe Warehouse is not just for women. Off-Broadway Shoes has a complete selection of man's shoes, too. Manly brands for manly work, play, and just hanging out with the guys. Manly brands like Puma, Adidas, Sperry, and Timberland. And Off-Broadway Shoes has the one thing manly men love best. Amazing prices. Up to 40% off every day. Hey, you could pay more for the exact same shoes at department stores, but why would a manly man do that? So yeah, Off-Broadway is where the women go to buy their shoes at super low prices. But it's also an amazing place for guys like us to get man-sized deals on our shoes, too. Off-Broadway Shoe Warehouse. Even the word warehouse has kind of a manly ring to it. For the location nearest you, visit offbroadwayshoes.com. Manly.
It's the finest car on the road. It's the Mercedes-Benz, and Atlanta Classic Cars is the finest dealership around. I'm Steak Shapiro, and I've been shopping at Atlanta Classic Cars for years. Why? Because they take care of you. When you're driving something as nice as a Mercedes-Benz, you want quality service, and you want the best price in town, not have to shop all over, and that's what they guarantee you, the best deal possible. They offer a full line of vehicles like the C300 starting at $32,900 or the 2010 GLK starting at $33,900 at guaranteed best prices. Call 877-ATL-BENZ, 877-ATL-BENZ, or AtlantaClassicCars.com. AtlantaClassicCars.com, a proven record of quality and value and helping you find the vehicle that fits your needs. They simply separate themselves. This is the year to buy a new car because the deals are insane. 877-ATL-BENZ. Experience Atlanta Classic Cars like no other car, like no other dealership. Atlanta Classic Cars.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is never an easy decision, nor should it be. You didn't get married to get divorced, and if your thinking is right, you won't choose divorce when good alternatives exist. Having said that, if you're a man facing divorce, you should know that, like many things in life, timing is important. Too often guys find themselves in a divorce court when their businesses are thriving, when their investments are appreciating, and their income soaring. Not surprisingly, these conditions tend to produce more painful property divisions and richer support orders. The reverse is typically true when men are in less favorable financial circumstances, when their assets and their ability to pay are diminished. My point is simply this. Divorce may make the most sense for men when they can least afford it. Think about it.
Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell, 404-842-0009. Cordell & Cordell, a partner men can count on, 842-0009, 842-0009.
Atlanta Falcons, amazing birds of prey. Alone, they're fierce.
That's what I'm talking about!
Together, ferocious. They are not the hunted, but the hunter. Hear their call. Observe their prowess. Join the hunt.
Atlanta Falcons season tickets are available now. Go to AtlantaFalcons.com or call 404-223-8444.
The hunt is on.
It's time to play.
We're closing in on the NFL draft. Keep it locked to 790 The Zone for all the draft insight, expertise, and best interviews anywhere.
It's in the game.
First for football, 790 The Zone.
Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Brian Jones, Alex Ewalt, the new managing editor of Score Atlanta, by the way. Congratulations.
Thank you. I will do my best to follow in the footsteps of Tad Arapoglu, who's actually been on 790 a couple times, done a good job on Score Sports Sunday. So we wish him good luck in his next venture.
Absolutely.
but you are the new man in charge.
I am.
You are. My name is Fletcher Proctor. And we got into it a little bit in the break because you mentioned you had some baseball recruiting news. And you asked me about my opinion on one certain player who shall remain nameless. And I flew off the handle,
much like I did
the entire high school football season. Here's just a little rundown. You might be able to, if you've listened to the show before, if you listen to Score Atlanta Scoreboard Update on Sundays, if you listen to Score Atlanta Sports Final Sundays, you know who I'm talking about. This is a gentleman who played wide receiver. Freshman, junior, sophomore year. If he had played wide receiver his senior year instead of focusing on baseball, maybe his team would have done a little better in the playoffs.
Maybe.
Because his quarterback certainly worked his butt off throwing a bunch of sophomore wide receivers. Would have loved to have had that that senior wideout who I believe about 3 weeks before the season started said, you know what, coach, I'm not going to do it.
So are we calling out the nameless?
I'm not going to say his name.
The nameless person. Of course.
But he's focusing on his baseball career when I think he really could have helped his football team.
Well, you know, like we've
not
talked about before.
Not going to say any names.
Got to specialize. Got to look out for yourself.
Sandy Creek was one of those teams that I really thought could have done something special. And I was a little upset with this certain player.
Now, we're claiming anonymity here.
I'm not going to say his name.
Naming the high school.
If you followed any of Georgia high school football last year, you know that that team was very special without this player. With this player, I think it would have put him over the top.
It would have been a good quarterback-wide receiver combo. Would have been.
But let's move on. You've got some baseball recruiting before we get back into basketball. Let's go baseball.
Obviously, baseball.
Let's go baseball.
A little bit different than your basketball, your football, because you got
the
pro aspect. But there's a number of players. We just want to give them a little recognition that are going to be going off playing college. Somewhere. For one, Brandon Jacobs going to be
the park
possibly playing at Auburn. Want to mention him. He's there for football, but
he signed with football, but he's probably a better baseball player than he is football. Very reminiscent of Jeff Francoeur when he was going to go play football and baseball at Clemson, and the Braves came in, took him in the first round. He ended up saying, sorry, Clemson, sorry, Tommy Bowden. Could possibly Brandon Jacobs, if he gets taken in baseball, say, I'm sorry, Gene Chizik.
Now, it's interesting with, I guess, your top three prospects. You got your Donovan Tate.
Cartersville, number one pick in the draft.
Of course. And then
signed with UNC.
Yes.
But never going to step foot on that campus. And if you've never been to Chapel Hills campus, beautiful.
And now I'm noticing here that what I'm seeing is there's three guys, really, who are looking to go in the draft. You got a guy named Zach Wheeler out of East Paulding, who says on his profile here he's committed to Kennesaw State. However, he's projected late round. Now, I mean, you look at it, well,
when
Kennesaw,
you say late round, like
late first round.
And here's just putting this out there. If you're taken in the first round of the Major League Baseball draft, where they don't have salary restrictions like they do in basketball with the salary, rookie salary cap, and like at football right now they currently don't. Baseball, it is highest bidder. You can get so much, you can get paid in baseball. You take in the first round, you are paid for life. You're done.
Pretty enticing.
I think the Washington Nationals have the first pick in the MLB draft this year, so it should be pretty interesting.
Oh, so that's where Donovan Tate's going to go.
Okay. Could be.
Who are your other two guys, though? Tate?
Well, we're looking at Tate. We're looking at Zach Wheeler. A guy named Bailey, be the catcher out of Troop, who I believe is committed to Auburn as well. But obviously, if you're a mid-first rounder, the odds say you're not going to matriculate to Auburn.
A few weeks back, we actually had David Perno on the show, on a Saturday show that I did here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. David Perno, of course, the head coach of the University of Georgia Bulldog baseball team, the Diamond Dogs. And we were talking a little bit about him, about recruiting. Also, Danny Hall was on the show as well. But we were saying, hey, every year it seems you go, Coach Perno, and sign some of the top talent in the state. It's not hard. In Georgia, you can't turn around without finding a top baseball recruit. And, you know, I asked him, how do you go about signing the top guys versus the guys that you actually think will step foot on campus? Because Coach Perno, every year, signs guys that end up being taken in the draft first or second round and never step foot on the Athens campus. And he said, you know, it's a tightrope act. You know, you don't want to sign the guys that – you don't think will never step foot on your campus, but you also want to sign the guys. He signed one, a kid out of last year, I believe, Michael Palazzoni, who is playing quite well for the Diamond Dogs down in Athens. I got a chance to see him pitch. I went over and saw the Diamond Dogs play recently. And he is very good. He was taken by the Braves, I believe, in the 10th round, but said, you know what, I'm going to go and I'm going to play for Coach Perno. And it's interesting to see in high school baseball, because unlike in basketball or football, in baseball you can get drafted after your senior year in high school, but if you decide to go to college, you are stuck there for 3 years.
Well, it's interesting. Talk about a tightrope with basketball now, with the one and done, players. Oh, yes, definitely. But as far as losing a baseball prospect, never even coming to your campus, talk about a tightrope act. That's got to be tough on college coaches.
I think one thing I do want to mention about Georgia and Georgia Tech baseball, it's funny how they're really good. Like, they're the best in the country compared to, like, basketball, how they're both last in their conference. And it's weird to see that, you know, that polar opposite, because it's not like for basketball here in Atlanta, the talent here is not poor. It's very rich in talent. And the same thing goes for baseball, especially in Cobb County, when you talk about Walden, Pope, Lassiter.
Yeah, but that East Cobb baseball system.
Oh, absolutely.
Putting players out all over the place.
Yeah, it seems like our college baseball coaches can get the talent to stay in state. Our college basketball coach is not. In a good transition there, Brian, because we did want to talk a little bit about Georgia Tech and Georgia basketball recruiting. You've got Georgia Tech with a monster class. Mufon Udofia, Brian, we had a chance to see him. Miller Grove.
Yeah.
He's going to be great. Derek Favors, we had a chance to call that game as well. He's just going to be a beast. Georgia Tech next year should be just dynamic. And by the way, you can hear him next year on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. It seems like you take a look at some of the top seniors this year that are going to NC State, the kid out of
Walden.
Farrow, right?
Ryan Harrow.
He's going to NC State. You know, it seems like a few years back, J.J. Hickson went to NC State.
Right.
Lorenzo Brown going to NC State.
You've got these guys that are leaving. How can Georgia and Georgia Tech not keep these guys in state?
Well, there's definitely enough talent to go around with the high school talent you have around here. He couldn't. And you look at his class this year, he had two pretty nice players. But he got a guy out of Loganville, Daniel Miller, and the kid out of Franklin County. No word on whether they'll stay with their Georgia commitments. He had two players transfer last week. Zach Swansea from Dunwoody, one of them. You need it hurts your depth. But can the next coach come in and capitalize on the talent? They're going to have to. And Felden, you're right, wasn't able to do it. If you get I think you need a young, dynamic coach who's going to come in, be able to bring in good classes. Paul Hewitt, however long he's here for the foreseeable future, obviously he's always done a decent job of bringing in top names and
Gani Lawal,
and good recruiting classes.
Alde Aminu, in state,
definitely.
He gets the guys to stay in state. It's something that Felton never did. I hate to bring this up, but Jim Herrick, in his time at Georgia, let's take a look at who he brought in. Rashad Wright, Statesboro. Chris Daniels, Albany, or Albany, however you like to say it. Steve Thomas from Carrollton. Damian Wilkins is a guy who had roots in Atlanta. Jarvis and Jonas Hayes from College Park,
yep,
I believe.
Yep, right. From Douglas High School, I think.
He said, if I set up a fence around the state of Georgia, I can be successful. It's a way of going about the business that Dennis Felton never embraced. It's something that Paul Hewitt, at Georgia Tech, it seems this year, decided to embrace with Derek Favors, with Udofia, with Glenn Rice Jr. It's like, why are these guys... You've got other schools, NC State, Arizona State, Memphis, coming into the state of Georgia and taking out talent, and you've got Felton just going, how about I go to Jamaica, New York to find Sundiata Gaines? How about I go to Wisconsin to get Daplus? How about I go to Texas to get Rashawn Woods? Why are you not staying in state?
Well, you should. And, you know, you talk about a place like New York. Bobby Crimmins made some huge inroads there.
Right.
Bringing in some great players from up there,
but you don't need to go out.
You don't need to go elsewhere.
Not with the current state of Atlanta basketball. And it's going to take a guy, Anthony Grant, from the University of Georgia.
There's one name.
If they go and get him from VCU, bring him down. He's an SEC guy. You know, came up under Donovan at Florida. You know, it was a guy when Donovan took the job with the Magic. Jeremy Foley was in Richmond, Virginia, talking to Anthony Grant, saying, hey, we want you to come back to Florida, come back to Gainesville. So, I mean, if Florida wanted to go get him, why doesn't George go and get him? He's a guy that could bring the talent, that could keep the talent in state. That's all I want. I don't want Al Farouk Aminu. I don't want to watch him lose in the first round, by the way, of Wake Forest. I don't want to watch him to Wake Forest. Tony Woods, I don't want to watch him go to Wake Forest. I don't want to see these kids going to NC State, going to these places. Memphis, Robert Dozier, by the way, one of the most successful senior classes in Memphis history, from Lithonia. Okay.
Well, started at Georgia. Would have been there. Some troubles with him.
But why can't these guys stay in state? It's going to take whoever Paul Hewitt's realized, if I just build a fence, it's going to take the new coach of Georgia to build a fence. When we come back, we're going to finish up our discussion. We want to hear from you, 404-233-7979, *790 free call on the AT&T phone. That and so much more. Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell.
Coming up Monday on Pollock and Bell, how busted are those brackets? Mine's in shambles. Let's see how the Hawks did on the road against the Cavaliers. Let's do it.
Afternoon. Join the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation on Monday, April 20th at the famed Atlanta Athletic Club for the annual CCFA Golf Classic. Registration limited to 64 foursomes. Call today, 404-982-0616, to reserve your spot.
Even with the tighter budget, it's still important to make time for you. The Concourse Athletic Club's Fit Express program is a great stress release. Group sessions are just $20. Reward yourself. Visit concourseclub.com.
These days, people need to get more miles out of their cars than ever before. That's why it's so important to get regular service when you need it. Your Ford-trained service experts are here to help. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate. Time for tires? Bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase, and we'll beat that price, guaranteed. Goodyear, Michelin, Continental, and more. And don't put off getting the service you need, just put off paying with the genuine Ford Service Credit Card. Let our Ford-trained service experts help you keep your vehicle running as it should. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. Come in, keep going. Visit your participating Atlanta area Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer. We service all makes and models. No appointment necessary. Open Saturday. Offers end 3/31/09. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra.
The Collective Soul Benefit Concert to Save Darfur is Friday, March 27th at the Tabernacle. Get your tickets now by going to SaveDarfurBenefit.org or LiveNation.com. Don't miss the Collective Soul Benefit Concert to Save Darfur. Friday, March 27th at the Tabernacle. All proceeds benefit the Save Darfur Coalition to create programs of advocacy and relief efforts in Sudan.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for your
who are battling to hold on to the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference, are sure to bring you another exciting round of playoff basketball. Bacardi Gold is looking for Atlanta's biggest Hawks fan and wants to send you on the road to cheer on your Atlanta Hawks as they make their quest to win in the Eastern Conference playoffs.
PJ Brown, pounded, and a foul. PJ Brown dragged down Harper, and the rookie stayed with the play.
How do you get qualified? Stop by your favorite package store and look for the Bacardi Atlanta Hawks flyaway display. And while you're there, pick up a bottle of Bacardi Gold for great cocktails. For recipes, log on to Bacardi.com.
Childress, up and in.
Don't miss your chance to see the Atlanta Hawks on the road, including hotel, airfare, and tickets for two. For more details, log on to 790thezone.com.
Love the movies? Then you'll definitely want to check out the biggest family film of the spring, Monsters vs. Aliens, in theaters March 27th. We're inviting you and the kids to come out early and check out Paramount Pictures' latest feature on March 21st at the Regal Mall of Georgia. Head to 790thezone.com and register now to win free tickets for this early 3D IMAX screening. It's going to be out of this world.
Log on to 790thezone.com's homepage, play the Taco Bell match game, and print out a coupon for two tasty, crunchy tacos from our value menu.
The College Hoop Madness is here.
Brad Hill will make the inbounds play, so that takes care of that option.
And 790 The Zone is where the madness comes to life.
Bobby Hurley up the floor with Leitner. They throw it the left of the floor. Leitner catches, comes down, dribbles, shoots, scores!
first for sports. First for March Madness. 790, The Zone.
Still on his road to redemption, T.I. bringing us back to Score Atlanta's official visit. Sports Radio 79 The Zone. One guy not in prison, Brian Jones. My name, Fletcher Proctor. Alex Ewalt here as well. We are discussing everything that is high school recruiting. On to the next level. One interesting thing that happened this past week, Dexter Moody, University of Georgia signee, actual signee. He went ahead and sent his letter in saying, hey, letter of intent, I am there. I am going to be a Bulldog next year. As Lee Corso would say, not so fast, my friend.
Not so fast, my friend. Yeah, well,
you can't have whatever you like, Dexter Moody.
You will, you'll never get the full story here of what exactly happened. But, you know, reportedly a run-in with a teacher and the coaching staff over at Georgia thought that was enough. You know, just got to nip it in the bud right here and cut ties with the young guy.
I think he was already on strike one with the Georgia coaching staff when he and Wayshon Ely not necessarily eligible yet.
Yeah.
They're not. And then couple that with a little trouble with popping off at a teacher, perhaps. Allegedly. We don't know, but allegedly. And with the fact that you're not necessarily qualified yet, you're having a little trouble before you even arrive on campus. We know Mark Richt, after last year, so many people getting arrested, so many, you know, drinking arrests and whatnot. He's really trying to tighten the screws down on his program because he's tired of hearing people say that he's lost control. Well, you know what? This is a good step, and this is a step in the right direction. Dexter Moody is an All-American coming out of high school. He's a guy that it's going to hurt to lose this guy. It
great
will.
Player. Great player. I mean, we saw him in high school. I saw him at the championships.
He's the best player on the field.
He absolutely was. He ran the ball. He was actually their most effective runner in that game. Ely was not. He was, you know, a little banged up, but Moody ran the ball the best out of anybody on that ECI team in that game. Is dynamic wherever they lined him up, defensive end, linebacker in high school, and you know, it seems to be a little bit of trouble brewing down at ECI. I'm not sure what's going on with the with the program. Few bumps in the road there.
But after everybody that rails on Richt for not having control of the program, this guy's not even a part of the program yet. I mean, I guess technically he is. And he said, you know what? We don't want any bad eggs. Not saying this kid's a bad egg, but just he got in a little trouble. Don't know what the full story is. I'm sure Mark Richt knows what the full story is, and it was enough for Mark Richt to say, we're going to pull your scholarship.
Well, definitely the perception, I guess, in some places is that there have been too many arrests, too many transgressions from the players, whether it be in the program, academically, and you know, out in a bar getting in a fight, you know, and this definitely helps his reputation just going this direction.
Good move, yes or no, Brian?
I think it is a good move for both parties. I think Georgia really wants to clean up what they're doing on the field and off the field. And as for Dexter Moody, I think he basically said that, you know, Georgia really wasn't my first choice. The only reason he...
Ooh!
Right. I mean, the reason he...
Then why'd you sign your letter of intent?
Well, because I think Wayshon Ely really convinced him that, you know, you need to come with me to play for the University of Georgia. I mean, it hurts Georgia a little bit because now they only have two linebacker signees, Micah Gilliard and Chase Vassar. I mean, it does hurt them, but I think in the long run, it really won't affect them that much.
Here's an interesting thing, though. Here's an interesting thing that Coach Richt, before this recruiting season started, said we were only going to sign two linebackers.
Oh,
now he
right.
It was one of those things where he put three scholarships offers out there, probably thinking only one or two would sign, and they both signed, or all three of them signed. But Dexter Moody, yeah, it like I said, it's going to hurt losing this guy, but I think this is a step in the right direction. People saying that he's lost control, I don't think so. He's trying to get control back of this program, and as far as. Oh, well, Georgia wasn't even my first option anyway. Well, okay, then why didn't you go to Georgia Tech with J.C. Lanier, your other buddy? Why do you have to follow in the footsteps of Wayshon Ely then go to Georgia? Why can't you be your own man? Florida's now after this guy. South Florida's after this guy in Alabama,
it's
right?
It's interesting. The schools he actually mentioned, he said, quoted in the AJC, maybe Central Michigan or Florida. Yeah. Does Florida wants him after all this? I don't know. I guess it'll just have to play out.
Which is weird because as much as I dislike the Florida Gators, I will tip my cap to Urban Meyer, where, with the exception of Tony Joyner, who tried to steal his girlfriend's car out of the impound lot, the guy that who used the dead woman's credit card,
right?
He cut ties immediately. He's gone.
Yep.
Urban Meyer's done this several times where if there's bad eggs, he gets rid of them. And so I will tip my cap to Urban Meyer. That's one thing. Well, it's two things. He's got two national titles as well. Two things that he does that I wish Mark Richt was a little more like.
Now, there was the player that had the problem down at Florida with the I think it's still ongoing. I think it was some domestic abuse, something like that. I'm not sure what's going on there.
Well, our good friend Scott Janovitz,
he would have insight into that.
He would know what's going on. I'm sure that guy's going to be kicked off the team. Urban Meyer is
no nonsense. That's his record. That's his record, absolutely.
He's no nonsense. You mess around with the Florida Gators. You mess around with a golden opportunity, and it pains me to say this as a Georgia fan, but you as a Georgia alum, actually. You mess around with your golden ticket, Willy Wonka, and you're going to be sent off with an Oompa Loompa.
Bad egg.
Done. Dexter Moody, I'm not sure that Florida Gators are really his future because this is a guy who maybe got into a fight with a teacher. I don't think Urban Meyer's going to stand for that.
I can't see how they would be interested in him. After this, I can't see why.
But Dexter Moody, UGA releases the signee. What do you think about that? 404-233-7979, *790, free call on the AT&T phone. We want to hear from you. I think it's a good move. This is a guy that, you know what? Who knows what he would have done when he gets to camp? Maybe he flies straight. Maybe he comes to Georgia and flies right under the good Christian man that is Mark Richt. Maybe he does. Or right. Maybe he comes and gets into a fight with a professor like Stephen Garcia does at South Carolina.
That's right.
So you never know.
I think he'll probably go to – I think when it's all said and done, he'll probably go to Central Michigan, just try to stay out of the SEC, try to get away from all this. Because it just seems like this could be something that could be ongoing. I mean, I don't – you know, honestly, I don't know if he does go to somewhere like Florida or LSU that he's going to have – that many off-the-field issues. We'll just never know. But at the same time, the question is Florida or LSU going to take that chance?
The guy's obviously talented. He was named All-American from Under Armour. He was named All-American from, I believe Sporting News even had him in their top 100 for All-American, so for high school All-American. So the guy's got talent. Somebody's going to give him a shot. They always seem to.
And when you look at the not a similar situation because this one hasn't played out, but when a school does take a chance, Oklahoma with Josh Jarboe out of Cedar Grove last year would have been a freshman at Oklahoma, ended up actually getting into trouble on campus again.
The rap video did not help.
I think it's sort of a little bit cloudy as to what exactly made him leave the Oklahoma program. But ending up at Troy, I believe, unfortunately, he got arrested again.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Yeah.
So, you know, When a school does take a chance, it can come back and bite them. You know, you look at the talent and you want to give them a second chance. And really, I don't have a problem with a school giving a kid a second chance, but it doesn't always work out like you want.
The only thing that hurts George about this is I'm sure there's another linebacker potentially that they could have gone after, you know, but they were holding this spot for Dexter Moody. It's just a shame that, and I've said this before and I just don't understand. So I've got a buddy of mine who is a Dalton Catamount, took a scholarship to Furman. And we've disagreed on this numerous times. I think this is a golden opportunity. It's a golden ticket. You get a free education. He argues, no, it's more like a job. You have to work and earn that scholarship that they're giving you. But to me, I don't see how these players can screw up this opportunity that's given it to them. I don't know what it is. Parents, I guess it's just they've always been handed everything that they never have to really worry about. The rules will always be bent for them.
Yeah, they feel like they can do whatever they want.
I do not understand.
You got to have a support system in high school and even beyond that. I mean, even a lot of kids that have no problems in high school go get on a college campus, and all of a sudden their name's in the headline for the wrong reasons. So you got to have a support system. You got to have a good background, a good solid family situation. I mean, tons of things come into play here with
all right.
High school kids.
We're going to wrap up this recruiting show when we come back. This is Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790. The Zone.
Trying to save a buck or two? Visit 790 The Zone's double rewards program where you can double your money only on 790thezone.com.
Hey guys, Mike Bell here for Aaron's. You know, the economy is tough right now, but guess what? Aaron's is here to help you because nobody beats the Aaron's price. Aaron's sales and lease ownership with the stuff you need right now to watch the tournament in style. Like a Sharp 52-inch Aquos 1080p, just $149.99 for a 24-month lease or the guaranteed lowest price in town. How about a JVC 42-inch LCD TV, just $99.99 a month, a 24-month lease, again, the lowest deal in town. Hey, your kids are going off to school, right? You want them to be smart? Get them a compact notebook computer, just $99.99 for 12 months. Come on, get with the program. Aaron's will work with you. They'll find the plan that makes the most sense so you can get the stuff you need in your home right now. And remember, if a major appliance goes, well, there's something you weren't expecting. Aaron's will work with you, lease to own, or grab it at the guaranteed lowest price in town. From bedroom sets, living room furniture, to big screen TVs, to computers, Aaron's has got it all. And they're going to help you out just when you need it most. Again, Aaron's sales and lease ownership. Go shopaarons.com to find the store nearest you and save some dough. Do the math. Nobody beats Aaron's. Aaron's sales and lease ownership.
High heels, low heels, boots, sandals. Ladies, come into Off-Broadway Shoes right now and you'll find the latest in design.
Hey, wait a minute. Off-Broadway Shoe Warehouse is not just for women. Off-Broadway Shoes has a complete selection of man shoes, too. Manly brands for manly work, play, and just hanging out with the guys. Manly brands like Puma, Adidas, Sperry, and Timberland. And Off-Broadway Shoes has the one thing manly men love best. Amazing prices. Up to 40% off every day. Hey, you could pay more for the exact same shoes at department stores, but why would a manly man do that? So yeah, Off-Broadway is where the women go to buy their shoes at super low prices. But it's also an amazing place for guys like us to get man-sized deals on our shoes, too. Off-Broadway Shoe Warehouse. Even the word warehouse has kind of a manly ring to it. For the location nearest you, visit offbroadwayshoes.com. Manly.
Stakey here for Energy Defenders, where it's all about saving you money. It's a real simple concept. They're the insulation experts, and they'll help you find the right insulation for your home at the best price. If you check out Energy Defenders at energydefenders.com, you start saving today. Adding insulation to your home increases comfort and lowers heating and cooling costs. You know how much heat you're losing through your attic or through your basement? That's the bottom line. Energy Defenders at energydefenders.com for you to start saving money. Go to energydefenders.com, schedule a free home energy audit. It'll save you money. Check out Energy Defenders.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Confess your sins, my son.
I've strayed, Father.
Strayed?
I thought I was happy, but another has captured my heart and I can't resist.
Have you acted on these impulses, my son?
Yes, and it's everything I've ever wanted. I had no idea anything could be this good.
You must resist this temptation, no matter how exciting, my son. Pleasure is only fleeting.
I can't help it. Vegas is just too far to keep me faithful. And Beau Rivage is only an hour flight away.
Need a break from the same old, same old? Visit WhereAtlantaPlays.com and get away to MGM Mirage's four-diamond destination, Beau Rivage Resort and Casino. It's just a one-hour flight away on Mississippi's Gulf Coast. With high-energy gaming, poker and craps, the Tom Fazio-designed golf course Fallen Oak, nonstop nightlife, big-name headliners, fine dining and more. Whatever you do at Beau Rivage, it's an experience like no other. Save big by booking your air-inclusive package online at WhereAtlantaPlays.com.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster, a siren or the loud voice of an actual person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice security is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force you get live two-way voice free and just $25 a month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
Vitamin Water Revive is the official hydration partner of the NCAA championships. It's packed with B vitamins and potassium. Pick up your Revive today at Kroger. Right store, right price.
You're funny. Mayhem in the AM.
Monday on Mayhem in the AM, we talk more about the NCAA tournament. We also find out how the Hawks did on the road in Cleveland against the Cavs. And we sit down and a walk of the duck. Walk of the duck. Walk of the duck.
Morning, 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone. And 790thezone.com.
Wrapping up Score Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. My name is Fletcher Brock alongside Brian Jones, Alex Ewald, and we were having an interesting conversation over the break. Just going to throw this out here. It doesn't have a lot to do with recruiting, although maybe it could. University of Georgia. A lot of off-season incidents every year, it seems. A lot of guys drinking a little bit, getting on their scooters, going the wrong way down a one-way street.
No names there, again.
A lot of guys getting drunk at a frat house, walking on the street, deciding to relieve himself in the bushes, and then saying, you know who I am, when an officer tries to arrest him. Here's my proposal. Got a kid that wants to walk onto the football team? You're Mark Richt. You say, yeah, I'll have you. I'll have you come aboard. I'll have you come aboard. Here's what I need you to do, though. You want some playing time? I'm going to have you be Matt Stafford's babysitter. I'm going to have you be Bruce Figgins' big brother. He wants to go out and drink because, hey, college kid's going to go out and drink. What I need you to do, Fletcher Proctor, is I need you to make sure that Kendrick Goldston gets in the back of your car and you drive him safely with no risk of a DUI. You do that. How many alcohol arrests did Georgia have last year? It decreases by 1,000% with my system. You will never have another UGA player get arrested for DUI with my system in place. Mark Richt, you can call the radio station, 404-233-7979.
It's a good pitch.
If you'd like for my system, I can run out a proposal for you.
You should just get that out to them.
Fproctor at scoreatl.com.
Oh, don't give out. Email. Not through us, no. don't implicate
is,
Score Atlanta.
Do you understand, though?
No, I do.
How easy a system this would be, and why? What I don't understand, why are programs across the country not doing this?
Well, you think of a coaching staff just wanted to concentrate their efforts in keeping
how
these kids in line and making
suspended?
It clear, just making it clear to them what's going to happen.
South Carolina, Stephen Garcia, how many times is this kid going to get arrested? Under my program, it decreases by at least 4 arrests every
year. And he's trying to be the starting quarterback?
He will be arrested.
Or your money back.
He will be arrested 4 less times every offseason under the Fletcher Proctor system. What do you think? I'm available. Not just Georgia, not just South Carolina. UVA wants to give me a call. Georgia Tech, whatever. I'm here. Can't help Reuben Houston's because I don't really want to, you know, we won't get into that.
All right.
Dredging that up.
But I'm just saying. My system is available. If you need me, I can make it happen. Brian, it's been a pleasure having you here today. You've rocked out
always.
With the Score Atlanta Sunday Final. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Bringing a lot of passion, bringing a lot of meat, a lot of fire.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Alex Ewald, thanks for coming out and being the new managing editor of Score Atlanta.
I want to thank Maury Embry as well, and he's going to be joining us. I think he's going to be joining us next week at McEachern, I think.
Should be a lot of
we'll
fun.
We'll all be
doing the remote there. And Brian, like you said, stadium over at McEachern, just, you know,
it's so nice.
No equal. It's beautiful. Great facilities, great stadium.
Milton,
looking forward to it.
Milton's head coach, David Boyd, the boys' basketball coach, joined us. We want to thank him for that. Speaking of good facilities, Milton and McEachern might be the two best facilities in the entire state.
Oh, yeah.
That new Milton school is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of fun. Barabee, we want to thank you for coming out here, playing a little TI for us. We salute you, sir. Mm-hmm. We salute you. You are a role model and a gentleman. How's your bracket doing, by the way?
Sucks.
It's Were you much like Brian Jones over here and have Wake Forest in the Final Four?
No, but I had them getting past the first round.
Oh, yeah. The Vikings of Cleveland State just dominated. Domination station.
Yeah.
Just rolling through. Alex Ewald, how is your bracket?
You know what? I haven't even looked at it in the last couple hours since last night, I don't think. I don't think I want to.
By the way,
I think I've got 3 out of 4 Final Four participants.
Syracuse won earlier. They knocked off Arizona State. Right now we've got Oklahoma State beating Pittsburgh, but it's still 16 minutes in the first half. So a lot of time left there. We will be back next week live from McEachern, so be sure to tune in 10 o'clock from the Score 6 football camp. For more details, you can visit scoreatl.com.
Definitely.
And Alex, right there, managing editor. He's my new hero. For Alex Ewell, for Brian Jones, for Variable, thanks to Joel as well. My name is Fletcher Proctor. Have a great Sunday. We're out.
The Zone is Georgia Tech's flagship station. WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.
I'm Kirk Stevens. We start with the NCAA tournament. The South Regional is set in Memphis. Syracuse beat Arizona State today to round it out 78-67. Syracuse will play the 2-seed Oklahoma, while North Carolina will play Gonzaga in Memphis. The Orange getting it done against Arizona State early on, getting a double-digit lead, and then never looking back. Head coach Jim Boeheim.
I thought we played extremely well. That defense is difficult to go against. The matchup is very hard to go against, and our defense is hard sometimes too. But we've been playing better defense, and our offense has been good all year, and I give these guys a lot of credit.
So again, the South region is set in Memphis. It'll be Syracuse, Oklahoma, North Carolina, Gonzaga. The top four seeds are through. To the East region, it's been ugly in Boise. Number four, Xavier. Number 12, Wisconsin. It's 18-17 with just under 4 minutes to play in the first half. They are shooting a combined 12 for 39. Not good. And Xavier with the one-point lead late in the first half. Meanwhile, Midwest region, Minneapolis, number three, Kansas, leading the 11 seed Dayton 21-11. While in Miami, it is Arizona leading Cleveland State 11-6. East region in Dayton, Oklahoma State is leading the top seed Pittsburgh 12-11. They've played 5 minutes. NBA third quarter, Pistons over the Heat 71-65. Dwayne Wade has 29 points for the Heat. Rodney Stuckey 20 for Detroit. NHL late in the third, Philadelphia leading Pittsburgh 3-1. About to get underway, New Jersey and Boston. NASCAR racing today, Bristol Motor Speedway. Kyle Busch, your leader through 107 laps. This sporting news flash brought to you by LifeLock. Identity theft is one of the fastest growing crimes in America. Protect yourself today at www.lifelock.com. That's the latest sporting news flash. I'm Turk Stevens.
You heard about him on national radio. You heard about him on national television. The Tyra Banks Show. Praised on cold pizza.
Jonathan Stone.
Upset specials winning outright. Stone Cold Locks by 20 points. No one is better against the spread than Jonathan Stone, and he'll prove it again as he releases his Stone Cold Locks.
Tournament parlay free.
He feels you can move on this game as if it's already been played. And why not? No one is better in college basketball than Jonathan Stone. Call now and receive his Stone Cold Lock of the Week absolutely free on a recorded message. No salesmen, no hassles, just winners. Call now, 800-474-8002. Jonathan Stone's Lock of the Week absolutely free on a recorded message. You have nothing to lose, everything to gain. 800-474-8002. 1-800-474-8002. Write this number down, 800-474-8002. 800-474-8002.
When deciding how to announce to the world Arby's new, never fried, never greasy roast burger, made with thinly sliced oven roasted beef and all the burger toppings you love, we realized that a simple drum roll just wasn't enough. We needed a sound as big as its taste. So we added a Philharmonic Orchestra, a 21-gun salute, and this guy we found at the drive-thru.
Yo, dude, this roast burger rocks!
Arby's new roast burger. It's big. It's the burger done better. Just one bite and you'll say, I'm thinking Arby's.
The Productivity People are proud to present Brian Tracy Live. Yes, Brian Tracy is coming to Atlanta for a one-day live event. You'll learn from America's number one leading sales trainer. Brian Tracy is the highest content speaker in the world. Gain hundreds of ideas that'll translate into immediate sales. Learn how to penetrate major accounts and increase sales volume significantly. How to turn customers' objections into questions you can successfully answer and close. It's endless referrals and 21st century selling. Reserve your seat today. Call 1-800-380-5551. Learn the cutting-edge skills that'll set you apart from your competition. Call 800-380-5551. Again, 800-380-5551. This event will sell out quickly. So call 800-380-5551. 800-380-5551.
The madness is back! From the conference tournaments until a new champion is crowned, 790 The Zone is there, covering every blowout, upset, and Cinderella story that is March Madness. And no one does the madness like we do the madness. March Madness coverage on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com is brought to you by Vitamin Water Revive and AT&T Wireless.
This is David Pollock for Applebee's. Catch your favorite teams on flat screens at all your greater Atlanta area Applebee's locations. Right now, everybody is looking for great value. Applebee's has got you covered. The special two for $20 menu means that for a limited time, you can get a shareable appetizer and two entrees for just $20. With appetizers like boneless buffalo wings, spinach and artichoke dip, plus the 7-ounce house sirloin, the riblet basket, crispy shrimp, you are sure to find your perfect meal. Also, pair your meal with a 22-ounce Miller High Life Brutus Draft for only $2. Regular Miller High Life Draft is only $1, and the house Long Island Iced Tea is just $2.49. And it's here. The NCAA tournament kicks off Thursday at lunchtime, and all your Atlanta area Applebee's have the NCAA Mega March Madness package from DirecTV. Since Applebee's is open till midnight or later, the Sports Zone at Applebee's is the place to catch all the action. So stop by your neighborhood Applebee's.